You're listening to the Locked In Podcast. Here's your host, Algernon Cash.
I'm Algernon Cash, and you're locked in. We are in the middle of Eat, Drink, Restaurant Week. That's right, nearly three dozen restaurants across the entire Triad region, from Greensboro, High Point, Kernersville, Lexington, Winston-Salem, Clemens, all points in between, are participating in Restaurant Week. And as I've always shared with you all, these great ideas and these great events that I seem to come up with would not be possible without the participation and support of sponsorship. And so it really requires people to make an investment and get behind these ideas. And one person that was willing to do so was actually a new friend of mine based in Uptown Lexington. I'm really, really thankful to bring you Courtney Croce. Am I pronouncing the last name right? Courtney?
You are, Algernon. It's Croson. Crow like the
Croson. Okay. I'm such a weird first name. I get sensitive about how I pronounce people's names. I want to get it right. But Courtney Croson with Smoke and Oak, which is a newly opened high-end cigar and bourbon lounge based in Uptown Lexington. You always hear me raving about Uptown Lexington. There's so much going on in Lexington that you wouldn't imagine. I have been to the Smoke and Oak. I will tell you, I've not had a chance to really hang out there. I did get the private tour from Courtney, and it is a remarkable facility, not something you would typically see in a small community. But one thing that I've been really impressed about in a lot of small communities throughout the Triad is this sort of revitalization that we see happening in places like Lexington and Asheboro and Clemens and Kernersville. And a lot of that wouldn't be possible if you didn't have people like Courtney who actually make an investment. They agree to make an investment and keep it local to give people these kind of options. And I just think it's so great. So, Courtney, thank you for locking in with me today.
Algernon, it's an honor just to be on your show, man. I appreciate you. Thank you so much for stopping by when you did. It was a pleasure getting to know you a little bit and getting to know you over the past several weeks, walking you through, giving you a tour of the lounge. So thank you so much.
Well, and thank you for the investment in Lexington. As you know, I've become a big fan. I had the opportunity to meet one of my good friends, Mayor Newell Clark, about 10 or 12 years ago there. I've watched a lot of the development and growth happen in Lexington. I think it's very impressive. I don't really need to know personally why you chose Lexington, but for my audience, when they think about a high-end cigar and bourbon lounge, you could have went so many places with that. You could have came here to Winston-Salem, Greensboro, High Point, or even down to Charlotte. Why did you want to be in Uptown Lexington?
My wife and I, we own a law firm in Lexington. She's the managing attorney. She's the founding attorney. We decided to learn business together about 3 years ago. We've lived in Lexington for the past 15 years. We're both Davidson County natives. And so we would go out of town and have been going out of town quarterly for the past several years. And we would go to Atlanta, Orlando, Dallas, places like that. And I would go to their biggest and best cigar lounges. And so, you know, the thought hit me after a couple of years ago, after we had been in one in Atlanta, and I said, I think I can do this in Lexington. A lot of people said it won't take off. It won't gain any traction. I just decided, you know, I set my heart on it. I had a vision. I've got a great team. We loaded up our mission and core values, and then we just began on this journey about a year ago.
And how has that journey been? What's been the reception from, you know, people in Lexington and maybe even for something as unique as what you're offering, even the surrounding communities?
Algernon, it's been amazing. I mean, the reception from the city leaders. I first met with Mayor Clark over a year ago, explained what I was doing. You know, typically when you hear about a cigar lounge, people conjure up the thoughts of maybe just like a smoky place or something that's not as nice as what we have here. But he was on board. Lots of people from the city, city council have been on board, and they've just been so supportive. And then the outpour of support from the community, 95 to 97% of our membership is from Lexington or within a 10 to 15 mile radius. We have over 1,500 members now, and we're only 6 months old. So you can see by that number that, you know, the reception's just been awesome.
That is incredible. Again, you know, to be operating in a small community like Uptown Lexington. I was actually talking to Brent Moore and some folks over at Goose and the Monkey, and you know, I was just asking, where do you like, where do you go hang out at, you know, in Lexington? And the Smoking Oak was at top of the list. So so it does sound like you're making an impact, and you know, people are learning about you and coming over to the lounge. You know, if you know, for my audience that don't know much about a bourbon lounge, I mean, tell us what can we expect? Is it just bourbon only? What type of bourbon? I know when I went there, I know I must have seen at least 150 bottles of bourbon.
Yeah, we do only sell, well, we sell beer, wine, and cider. We decided to do that to support local. We want to have one tap from Goose and Monkey. We want to have one tap for Bull City. But primarily, when you think of a cigar, you're going to pair it with a bourbon. So we do have 150 different whiskeys. We got single malt scotch, bourbon, and rye whiskeys, and our cocktails are comprised of a bourbon. For people that don't like bourbon, they can get the cocktails, and typically it kind of drowns out the bourbon taste. But we want it to be something that wasn't your typical bar. You know, when you come in here, this is more of, I have a ministry background, and so I wanted to start something that was very community oriented, that when you come in here, you feel a part of something and you can connect with people, no matter if they disagree with you politically, if they don't look like you, if they don't make the kind of money you make. We've got a wide audience. And so that's what we wanted to create. And so, back to the bourbon question, though, we've got about 150 different whiskeys behind the bar. A lot of people are overwhelmed. We've got one of the largest selections in the triad. So,
wow, that is strong. So I'm taking it, you do tend to see folks from the bigger cities making their way down to Lexington to come check out what you're doing, or?
Absolutely. We see people from Salisbury, Winston-Salem, Greensboro, High Point. A lot of those folks, they catch wind of us. They come in here, and a lot of those people are you know, they're cigar connoisseurs, and they've been out to the big lounges, even out of state, and they like what we've created here because it's just a different environment. It's hard to explain. I mean, you've been here, but we do see a lot of people. I think a lot of higher profile individuals, they want to come here because they can kind of get away. They don't, you know, they can, there's a lot of different rooms here. There's a VIP lounge area where they can get away. And so they can discuss and conduct business apart from their normal community. So we do see a lot of people from the big cities coming in here.
And I'm sure that's very helpful, you know, to be able to attract, you know, that type of attention. But, you know, I always tell people when you're starting businesses, it starts local. You some kind of way got to conquer the folks right in your own backyard. The 1 to 5 mile radius is I'm often quoted as saying, depending on the type of business that you're operating. So what has the education process been for people more local to Lexington? Again, this may be something that is completely different. This is a little bit different experience than going to Second and Main or High Rock Outfitters.
Sure. So just we've got a wonderful marketing director. Her name's Julie. She's awesome. We've got a cigar expert. His name's Brandon. We've got our bar manager, whiskey expert, Randy. And they're just phenomenal. They are my leadership team. They are the backbone of this business. And what they've done is they've educated people via social media. They've educated people when they come in the door. It's kind of an intimidating experience because you have to check in. If you've never been to a lounge before, you know, you don't know what to expect. So immediately they're greeted by somebody there who walks them through, hey, this is easy. Let's get you a membership going. Memberships are only $5 in the door for a year. That doesn't hurt anybody's pocketbook. And so after that, we'll give them a personal private tour. One of us will take them through the house, and then we will show them next. We'll take them kind of to the bar area, to the cigars, and we'll just walk them through that. We open a tab. You know, we try to just disarm any kind of anxiety that anybody has when they come in, because we love people. I mean, our mission is to really just create that environment and that connection with individuals who come in here. So the team's done a great job in doing that.
Yeah, it certainly takes a community, you know, to engage the community as well. And you know, one thing you've heard me mention at the outset of our conversation is just some of the growth and revitalization that has happened in not only Uptown Lexington, but really Lexington at large, you know, when you just ride around the community as a whole. And you know you're a business owner in Lexington. Your wife is also a business owner in Lexington. She has her own professional practice. How important are people like you to the story and the narrative of what's happening in Lexington right now?
You know, when we launched, especially Smoke and Oak, when we launched this, my whole thing was to really lock arms with other business owners. I love other entrepreneurs. I love hearing their stories. You know, every entrepreneur in this town has risked a whole lot to do what they're doing. And so, I mean, they're what makes everything go around here. And it's super important, you know, to have business owners, to have unity amongst the business owners, to have that kind of dynamic within the city. And I think that's what makes Lexington unique. I mean, like you just mentioned, you went to Goose and Monkey. Love the owners there. I mean, John Clowney, love him, owner of Bull City. I mean, and just I could go down the list of all the business owners that I'm getting more acquainted with. And I just, they're amazing people. And they're super important to answer your question.
You know, again, as I stated, you see this sort of revitalization happening in a lot of small communities. I think about what's happening even further down east in Kinston, North Carolina. You've got a gentleman who grew up in Kinston by the name of Stephen Hill, who's made a lot of investments. He's created a really cool eclectic hotel down there, actually two hotels. Has you know, he's the money behind Mother's Earth Brewery, you know, as well as several other businesses in that area. You know, as Lexington continues to expand and grow and experience some of this prosperity that I feel like it's been experiencing in the last several years, what does the community need to be prepared for? I mean, what are some of the people and some of the leadership need to be thinking about?
I think,
especially, you know, to continue to attract people like you.
Right. I think obviously the Depot District, there's a lot of good folks that are behind that and getting that up and running. I think, you know, just having a forward focus. Mayor Clark came in and he's done a phenomenal job as mayor. And I know that he's done after this year. He's chosen not to run again. There's several candidates. And I think getting proper leadership to have that vision for the next step and the progress of Lexington, I think, you know, that goes without saying, but it's of the utmost importance.
Well, you know, for those who are listening, especially if you live in Lexington, there is a big city council race that's happening this year. As Courtney stated, Mayor Newell Clark is retiring and, you know, hopefully moving on to some bigger and better things. He certainly has been very dedicated to the community of Lexington for the past decade or so. But there is a big race going on and there's going to be some big choices that I think citizens and voters in Lexington have to make if they want to see this kind of progress and prosperity continue, if you want to keep moving forward. And so I would advise you to look strong at some of the candidates that are asking your vote and ask tough questions at some of these candidate forums that are coming up. I think Davidson Local, I noticed that they're going to be hosting some candidate forums, giving you an opportunity to learn more about some of the city councilmen and women who want your vote, as well as some of the mayoral candidates that are looking to fill some really big shoes left behind by Mayor Newell Clark. So I encourage you to look deeply at those options. You know, Courtney, I'm running out of time. I do want to tell you, man, again, thank you for your commitment and your investment into Eat Drink Restaurant Week. Without sponsors like you, again, you know, I know it sounds so cliche when people hear it, but I'm being serious. Without sponsors and committed partners, these kind of things don't happen. And, you know, these kind of things, these kind of events are critical in terms of bringing visibility and awareness to so many of the locally owned restaurants that exist, not just in Lexington, but throughout the region, that a lot of times don't have the big marketing budgets that their larger corporate counterparts may have. And so through Eat, Drink, Triad, we try to do as good of a job as we can or as good of a job as resources allow to reach out to the community and help people learn more about these restaurants and these great breweries and bourbon lounges and all these great things happening throughout our region. We do have something interesting happen in Lexington with you, Courtney, on Friday, Friday, April 1st. We're going to have an April 1st Foodies, April 1st Fools Foodies Tour. I think Visit Lexington is hosting that. And I'll be in Lexington for that. So I know we're going to be coming by Smoke on the Oak. I'm looking forward to having a cocktail when I get there, but we're also going to be visiting Sophie's Cork and Ale, Poor Folk Provisions, The Factory, as well as The Humble Plate, which are all participants in Eat Drink Restaurant Week. So I look forward to being back there with you, man. Before I let you go, you got anything you want to add, Courtney?
No, I think you've done it. If people don't know where we're at, we're at 127 West Center Street. which is right across from the new courthouse, same side of the road as Bank of Ozark. It's kind of obscure because it does look like a house because it was a house. But you'll see the sign in the front and parking's across the street in a parking lot or street parking. So come out and see us. Can't wait.
Make a point to go check them out. You can also go follow them on Instagram and Facebook. You can go check out their handles there. That's Smoke and Oak. And as always, make sure you stay tuned to WTOB. That's where Eat, Drink, Triad, as well as the Locked In Show broadcast every Sunday morning. But if you happen to miss it there, you can always go download and subscribe to the podcast. They are available on Apple, Spotify, and Pandora. So wherever you like to get your favorite podcast, you can lock in with me there. Go check out the YouTube channel. Make sure you're subscribed there. Of course, if you want to see the video, the behind the scenes of conversations like this. And as always, you do want to make sure you're following Algernon Cash on Instagram and Facebook to stay up to speed with what we're doing. And until next time, y'all stay locked in.
The executive producer of the Locked In podcast is Algernon Cash for WCG. The associate producer is Tim Beeman for Such and Such Media. The views and opinions in this podcast are solely those of the contributors and are not necessarily those of our distributors or hosting company. This podcast is copyrighted and cannot be reproduced without express written consent of WGC.